All of a sudden, I saw waves rather than just a white butcher paper kind of long strip. I said, it needs to be a rising wave. We can lift the beautiful purity of the precious water table here that I love so much, lift that and make it visible. So I made some drawings. I made a workup and some drawings and began to develop a scale. I had to find a fabric that would be beautiful but withstand some weather. And I had to find paint or dye that I could use that was not toxic, because it was going to be 120 feet long and 23 feet high and 15 feet deep. That, in aside from having to find a seamstress who could construct four panels that were 30 feet long and 15 feet deep with proper slits so that air could flow through the panels without undue pressure from wind drag. And the design of the panels and the reinforcement and all. I was fortunate enough to find Mary Maurer, who doesn't usually do such large projects. She usually does wedding veils and dresses. But she got it when I described the product and took the preliminary drawings to her. She really got it. And we worked together beautifully. She did a wonderful job.
So you had people over on Sunday to actually install it all. So describe what that was like.
Okay. Well, intricate but very complex operation on many different levels. You know, who would want to paint? Who would be reliable? How to conduct a symphony? What ended up to be, I think it was 11 or 12 of us painting the four panels spread out on my lawn underneath a 100-foot length of plastic. Rather than brushes, we used mops. We were able to just paint once. Just, you know, all these details had to be thought of. And unlike most projects where, you know, things can go slow if they have to, we had to get the panels hung on Sunday because I had no place to store 120 feet painting. We started with the top of the wave, which is the foam of the wave. So it's very white and very light. And I figured that would be a way to get people to loosen up and relax and be very delicate with the amount of dye, with the deep coloration. So if they felt like they were making mistakes, they wouldn't get tense. They could dance and loosen up. And that's exactly what we did. We danced over 120 feet of beautiful handmade nylon with an incredible sheen. We worked together. We used leaf blowers to help it dry, and then we started hanging, and it was pretty exciting to see it go up.
What was it like when it finally was all finished and up and installed? What did that feel like?
Breathtaking. It feels light. It's ephemeral. It floats. You can walk under it because it's 10 or 11 feet tall. And at the bottom, it balloons a little, so that catches the wind and makes it flow very beautifully like a wave. You can walk all around it. The light, the western light, filters through, and it's incredible. It feels like beautiful sunlight and light coming through the translucent nylon and mingling in the air, moving in the air, the tonal variations of the blue rippling in ways that are not predictable or describable, but like the water of a wave.
And you have some text, I see.
A friend sent me this.
Do you want to read it for me?
Okay. It says, "Yes, blue wave of promise, you are amazing. From your heart to the hearts of all who love and treasure our freedoms."
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Anne, for coming in and talking about this amazing project.